This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. We will continue from where we left off yesterday. I was using Quranic du'as to learn from them how we can make them more powerful. The concept is called tawassul. And I had mentioned that from the dua of Musa alayhi salam, when Musa said, "Qala Rabbi, inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir," we learned that we can use good deeds to make tawassul. Musa did a good deed and then he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something. We also mentioned that we can also use our state. "Oh Allah, look, I am faqir. Oh Allah, look, I am in a very dire circumstance. Oh Allah, I am all alone here." So we can use our state as well to plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We now move on to the next aspects of tawassul. And I will add another dua over here, and that is the dua of Zakariya. The dua of Zakariya when he wanted to have a child. Those of you that are struggling to have children and you are being tested with not having children, this is a dua that Zakariya used. Rabbi la tadharni fardan wa anta khayrul warithin. Rabbi la tadharni fardan wa anta khayrul warithin. That, oh Allah, don't leave me alone. Don't leave me without a family. And indeed, you are the best of those who are the warithin. So this dua, along with the dua of Musa, we learned that of the ways we can increase the power of the dua is to use the names of Allah within the dua. So he said, "Oh Allah, you are the khayrul warithin. You are the warith. You are the inheritor. And oh Allah, I want a child who will also inherit from me." So he used the name of Allah and he put it inside the dua and he invoked that name to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something that the Quran explicitly mentions. Allah mentions in a number of verses in the Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدُعُوهُ بِهَا. To Allah belong the most beautiful names. So make dua using those names. فَدُعُوهُ بِهَا. Make dua with those names of Allah. And this is one of the most powerful mechanisms to increase the power of our dua, that we use the name of Allah that is appropriate to our dua. So if we want forgiveness, we say, "Ya Ghafoor, Ya Ghaffar." If we want mercy, "Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim." If we want sustenance and money, "Ya Razzaq, Ya Kareem, Ya Mannan." If we are sick, we want to be healed, "Ya Shafi, Ya Kafi." If we want to have a child, "Ya Khair al-Warithin, Ya Warith." So we choose the name of Allah that is appropriate for our dua. And no matter what your need is, you will find the name of Allah that is appropriate for the dua. So we invoke the name of Allah within the dua. And there are two names of Allah that are universal and applicable in all duas. And they are the most common of Allah's names in the dua, and they are Allahumma and Rabb or Rabbana. Allahumma and Rabb or Rabbi or Rabbana. These are the two most common names that can be applied in any dua. And generally, Allahumma indicates that you are worshipping Allah. He is worthy of being worshipped. And Rabbana indicates, "Oh Allah, you need to take care of me. You are my Rabb. You are the one who is the nourisher, the sustainer." So Allahumma indicates an element of praising Allah. Rabbana indicates an element of, "Oh Allah, I need you." And both of them are equally valid in any dua that you want. You can use Allahumma and Rabbana. So these are so far three. Number one, to mention a good deed. Number two, to mention your state. Number three, to mention a name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the dua. We now go on to another type of tawassul, or bringing about the power of the dua, and that is number four. Number four, which is risky. It is risky because it deals with the future. And it is, "Oh Allah, give me this so that I may do that. Oh Allah, give me money so that I can be charitable." Does anybody know why this is risky? Because you put a condition. And what if you fail to live up to that condition? So it is allowed. And it can be used in the dua. But if you fail, a'udhu billah, then you are kind of like breaking a promise with Allah. So what is the evidence and can be used? So Harun and Musa. Musa makes a dua to Allah that, "Oh Allah, Harun ashriku fi amri. Oh Allah, increase Harun to make him with me." Make him with me. Why?
كَيْ نُسَبِّحَكَ كَثِيرًا وَنَذْكُرَكَ كَثِيرًا. So that we can increase our worship of you, so that we can praise you even more. I want a brother to help me so that we will become more powerful against Fir'aun. We can be more powerful for the Muslims. Help us out. So he asked Allah for his brother to be added to his entourage to also become a prophet, and Harun became a prophet. And what was the excuse? What was the clause? كَيْ نُسَبِّحَكَ كَثِيرًا. So we can worship you better. We can do a better job. If you give me my brother, then I can do a better job with him. So we are allowed to say, oh Allah, give me wealth so that I can be charitable. But that's a risk. And that is a risk that you are taking on. Because Allah says in the Quran, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ عَاهَدَ اللَّهَ لَإِنْ آتَانَا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ لَنَصَّدَّقَنَّ وَلَنَكُنَّنَّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ فَلَمَّا أَتَاهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ بَخِلُوا بِهِ وَتَوَلَّوا وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. There were those people. There was a person in the time of the Prophet, one of the leaders of the hypocrites. He said, oh, if Allah gave me wealth, I will be the most charitable person. Just show, oh Allah, show me what I can do and I will show you. Give me and I will show you how wealthy, how generous I can be. And so Allah gave him. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ عَاهَدَ اللَّهَ لَإِنْ آتَانَا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. They made a promise. If you give me, oh Allah, I will be the best person. So Allah gave. And when Allah gave, he became the stingiest person and one of the leaders of the hypocrites. So this is a dangerous clause. Use with great caution. But it is allowed if, you know, you are hopeful, and inshallah you will make dua to Allah as well, that oh Allah, give me wealth so that I may be of the righteous and of the generous. This is allowed. So this is something you should keep in mind as well. Also, of the etiquettes that are allowed when it comes to tawassul, when it comes to making the power of your dua basically more maximum, making it more effective, it is allowed, even though it is not generally encouraged, it is allowed to ask people of righteousness, people of piety, to make dua on your behalf. You can go to somebody else and say, so and so, you are more elderly, you are a person I believe is righteous, you are a hafidh of the Quran, you are this and that, make dua for me. Now, this type of tawassul, actually the Quran only mentions it in one category, and that makes complete sense. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابَ الرَّحِيمَ. The Prophet ﷺ, if you, Allah is saying to a group of people, once they committed the sin, why did they ask Allah to forgive? And why didn't they go to the Prophet ﷺ and he would have asked Allah to forgive? So this shows us, now obviously there is no analogy, qiyas, with the Prophet ﷺ, any righteous man. When the Prophet ﷺ is alive, obviously we would go to him. We would say, Ya Rasulullah, this is an issue. Abu Huraira's mother didn't accept Islam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, my mother, make dua, Allah causes her to embrace Islam. He raised his hands, and by the time Abu Huraira walked back to his house, his mother had embraced Islam. So yes, it is allowed to go to the Prophet ﷺ when he's alive, and you ask him directly. But the question is, who can take the place of the Prophet? Answer, nobody. But is it allowed to go to somebody whom you think is more righteous? Yes, it is allowed. There's nothing wrong with that. But our scholars have put some conditions. Of those conditions, you yourself do not stop making dua. This is one of the biggest problems that we see, that a person feels, I'm too sinful to make dua. I'll just let the sheikh make dua for me. Allah's not going to accept my dua. I'll let the sheikh make dua for me. He'll go to the hafidh, the qari. He'll go to the scholar and say, look, you know, I'm a sinful Muslim. I need this dua. You make it for me. Subhanallah, Allah answered the dua of Iblis. When Iblis said, قَالَ رَبِّ أَنْظِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. When Iblis said, oh Allah, I beg you, let me live to judgment day, Allah answered his dua. One of our scholars of the past said, if Allah can answer the dua of Iblis, then you are not worse than Iblis. You are not worse than Iblis that you can, your dua cannot be answered. No, you make dua yourself. A man came to Hassan al-Basri, the great scholar and student of the Sahaba, and he said, oh Hassan al-Basri, I am in desperate situation. I am in a desperate situation. So I need you to make dua for me. Al-Hassan al-Basri said, listen to this. If you are in a desperate situation, then you need to make dua for yourself. Because Allah says in the Quran, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى. Who answers the dua of the one who is desperate other than Allah? And you're the one desperate, not me. No one will make dua for you with more iman than you. No one will make dua for your cause with more passion than you will. So it is allowed to go to somebody else and say, oh, Imam Saab, Hafiz Saab, Sheikh, this and that, make dua for me. You may do that. It's not a problem. It's not haram. And that person may make dua for you. But nothing beats the dua of your own heart when you are sincere, when you are passionate. And that is why, if you look at the majority of the Sahaba, they never asked the Prophet ﷺ for a specific dua for themselves. Yes, for the Ummah. Yes, for the guidance of my mother, the Islamic dua. They didn't say, Ya Rasulullah, make dua that Allah makes me rich. Ya Rasul, make dua that I get a big house. They didn't go that petty. None of them did that. Because that's not the akhlaq of Islam. You want to make dua, you make it yourself, for yourself, on behalf of yourself. But it is allowed to make dua for other people, and the best dua comes from the heart, and no one will make dua for yourself, for your cause, better than you. So these are some of the mechanisms that we can use. These are called tawassul, and I'll go over them very quickly again. Number one, that you mention a good deed, or you do your dua after a good deed. You pray tahajjud, you make dua. You sit after fajr, you make dua. You've given charity, like Musa, you make dua. Or you can mention it inside your dua. Ya Allah, you know that on such and such a day, I could have done that sin, but for your sake, I didn't do it. Oh Allah, if I really did it for your sake, I'm asking you now to bless me with such and such. This is the first. Number two, by mentioning the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla that is appropriate for your dua. Number three, by mentioning the past blessings of Allah that Allah has given you. I forgot to mention this point. The past blessings of Allah. Very quickly, Zakariya, when he's asking for his child, he says that وَاشْتَعَلَ رَأْسُ شَيْبًا وَلَمْ أَكُنْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيَّ. I forgot to mention this point, I skipped over it. وَلَمْ أَكُنْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيَّ. Oh Allah, you've always answered my du'as in the past, so answer this one as well. So this is tawassul. Oh Allah, you gave me what I wanted back then, give me this as well. Oh Allah, you were merciful to me at such and such a stage, so now be merciful again. So you make tawassul with a past blessing of Allah for a future blessing. This is another, I forgot to mention that. Number four, by mentioning the state that you are in. Oh Allah, I'm faqir. Oh Allah, I'm mazloom. Oh Allah, I'm surrounded by the enemy. Oh Allah, I'm in debt. So you mention the state that you're in. Number five, mentioning the future effects. Oh Allah, give me this so that I may do that. Oh Allah, make me pure and make me cured so that I can go to the masjid more often. And when Allah cures you, you had better live up to your part of the bargain. And then the last that we said as well, and that is that it is allowed, but it is not very much encouraged, that you go to other people and you say, can you make dua for me? These are the six methods that we can make our dua more powerful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our dua, and we will continue inshallah ta'ala on Sunday. Tomorrow is our fundraiser, so we'll take a break from that and continue on Sunday inshallah.